Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Stop making these self-deprecating jokes. It is not funny to joke about being broke, because when you cannot pay your bills or when there's something that you need or want and you cannot afford it, there's nothing funny about when you're going through turmoil and you have to pray to God and beg Him to pay your bills and your finances. Is that funny? No. So stop making jokes about it. Stop speaking that over your life, okay? A lot of people like to band together on social media, in comments especially, and just form a little group of negativity, a little group of ha ha ha, like this comment if you're poor, like this comment if you can't relate, if this is not your tax bracket. People like to trauma bond too much, okay? I'm telling you, stop trauma bonding with people. Stop finding people where the only thing y'all have in common is the things that make y'all feel insecure, okay? That does not help you. Before y'all try to argue with me, before y'all try to, take a stance against what I'm saying, I want you to think critically. This does not serve you. Be mindful of the things that you defend. Be mindful of the things that you say, oh, it's not that deep. It is that deep, okay? Everything will tell you that your words are powerful. So stop making jokes about how you're poor or how you're ugly or your hair looks ugly today. This is imperfect about you. That is not perfect about you. Oh, please don't mind my dirty car or whatever. How about you just clean the car? How about you just clean it? Some things have a solution. Solve it, but do not bring attention to it, okay? I'm not saying it's okay to have a dirty car, for example, but the person that's coming in your car could be the dirtiest person. You don't even know it. So your car might be clean, but because you say it's dirty, now they're looking at you like you're dirty, and they wouldn't have never thought about that if you didn't bring it up. You are giving people ammunition against you that they don't need, okay? Learn to start highlighting the things about yourself that you like. And before you get there, at the very least, stop pointing out the things that you hate. Okay? It's going to affect how you show up. You might think you are in control by bringing up your flaws and making these jokes to try to lighten the mood or, try to control the narrative of these things that you're insecure about. But now you literally just, you just deflated your presence for no reason. It's like you walked into a room or you made a post that's appearing in front of thousands or millions of people, and the first thing you are telling them about you is that your hair is ugly. Or please excuse my broken nail. You know you can control whether or not your nail is in the video, right? Just remove it in the video if it's that insecure, but stop bringing attention to it. Some people may not even notice that. People's first impression of you shouldn't be the thing that you are most insecure about, because that's the one thing you have to point out as soon as you meet them. It does not serve you. It is not a joke. Okay, and stop trauma bonding with people who have that same mindset, and then y'all think it's funny, and then you struggling in the background and you don't know what to do. Stop speaking those things over your life. Stop with the self-deprecating humor. Stop pointing out your flaws and stop making jokes about what you don't want, what you don't like in your life, okay? That does affect your confidence, and stop doing these things, okay? So that's one of the things that you have to cut out in order to start living the life that you want, in order to start showing up more confidently. Stop being your biggest op. Cut out all of the negativity that you direct towards yourself. The fake control that you feel is not worth it, because now you're less confident, you're insecure. It does not help you. Do not defend it. Do not argue with me. Stop pointing out your flaws, okay? So that is number one. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.